Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Lewis, what are your plans this weekend? We're looking for the best weekend plans.
Well, I don't know if they're best plans, but the best plans for me for quite some time. You know, got DMV out of the way after booking an appointment, you know, a month out. You know, so got that out of the way, get the boat out of the water, and kind of visit, you know, Ellicottville, try to get a cabin and whatnot, collect some leaves, and, you know, send them out to my kids that are in a different area. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of a remind them that they're on my mind. In addition to that, you know, try to visit some local places where food is different than what the area offers here.
I like that. It looks like you're checking a lot of boxes. Don't you die a little inside when you've got to take the boat out of the water?
Yes. So that's going to be done at the Erie Basin Marina. You know, we hit a reef not too long ago, so that was a little bit of a headache on Labor Day. So Labor Day weekend was a little bit of work, but you know what? Tough times don't last, tough people do.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Great phrase, Lewis. I like that. Lewis, there was a point where when the DMV opened, people were snapping up the appointments and then reselling them. Did you have to buy from an appointment reseller, or did you deal directly?
Oh, you know what? I went directly with my email, so I should have capitalized on that. Maybe I should have made a few more appointments.
Jim, people were booking like five appointments and then saying, hey, you could buy mine. Who does that?
Yeah.
One of those tough people.
Lewis, I like you. I am so glad you're a listener. You might be the winner, Lewis. Keep listening. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Looking for the best plans this weekend. What's your name?
Taylor. My plans this weekend are going camping in Allegheny. We're actually tent camping, so we're probably going to freeze overnight.
Yeah.
If you've looked at the forecast.
Yeah. 41 isn't that cold, Taylor, when you're in a tent. That'll be fine.
I think it's cooler in Allegheny. They got frost warnings in Allegheny.
I was gonna say,
they do.
I don't know, we might get snowed on, so that could get really interesting. So.
Now, who is the warmest human person that's going to be with you on this camping trip?
My girlfriend.
Okay, good. You guys are going to need to snuggle in that tent.
Are you.
Huddle up.
Are you guys going to make s'mores?
Of course. We have plans to bring Apple Crisp too, so you got to get that fall camping in, you know.
I love that. Okay, your camping plans sound very desirable. You might be the weekend winner. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jody.
Jody, we're asking at 644-9850, who's got the best weekend plans? What are you doing?
I'm just cleaning my house, but I just had a nice thing happened on a Friday. I just wanted to give a shout out to whoever was in the Passat in front of me at Hortons and just bought my breakfast, because that just made my day.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it kind of set things off on a nice tone on a Friday as I'm heading into work.
I love that. Can we start that now? Like, usually you see that around the holidays, but you know what? I think everybody could use a little love like that in the drive-thru line.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you called. Good luck with the cleaning this weekend. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, Janet. It's Kelly. How are you?
Good, Kel. Thanks for asking. Best weekend plans. What are yours, Kelly?
Well, this is an annual tradition. It's an other opening this weekend. It's called Awald Farms. And no, I don't work for them. This is not a promo. we make a weekend out of it. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
They have an awesome corn maze that myself and my grandson can never get out of. And you go in one way and you have to come out another way. We can find our way back to the entrance, but never on, we can never find the exit. They have a, like a corn launcher. It's this machine, and the gentleman puts the corn in it, and then you aim at these targets off in the field. They have
nice.
Painting.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's awesome. My grandson doesn't know we're going. We usually put him in the car and tell him we're going on a mystery ride.
So. Kelly, where is this great little adventure farm?
It's Shirley Road in North Collins. It's kind of tucked away, and if you kind of don't live out that way, mm-hmm. it's not really advertised, but it's a gem. We love it.
You know what's so funny? What if they make a corn maze and there is no exit and they just mess with everybody?
Well, that is kind of funny.
Janet, I'm starting to think that. Yeah. although I have no sense of direction.
Listen, you, word of warning with those corn mazes, if you don't play it right, you're living with Malachi. It's going to be a whole different world.
That sounds like right. so much fun. I love your plans. You might be the winner. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura. Good morning. How are Laura. You?
Good, Laura. We're looking for the best weekend plans.
Hi. So every year we try to teach our kids to give back. So this week the Lake Austin family is holding a canned food drive for the food bank on our street, which is Kirkwood Drive in West Seneca. So we encourage everybody to bring up some cans so we can replenish all these local food banks.
That is so amazing that you do that. How do your kids react to giving back like this?
Well, my son does it every year, but the Lake family, it's going to be their first time this year. My son usually does it at Lemonade Stand for Roswell, but since we're social distancing this year, we can't do that. He's done it since he was three. He's now eight, and he absolutely adores it.
Cool.
Wow. What about your little angel? How did he turn into such a good boy?
Well, actually, he was born with a massive defect in his heart, and he had to have a big balloon put in, and he was 1 millimeter from open heart surgery. So God heard our prayers that day. So now he gives back, and we make other people's prayers come true.
Wow. You just gave me all the chills there are. Thank you so much for calling.
Too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I hope it's a really successful drive. And you know what? The need is so great. Any kind of donation would help. Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Jessica, we're looking for the best weekend plans this morning on Kiss 98.5. What are yours?
After a horrible, horrible week, I'm going to take my 5-month-old daughter. We're going to go to Pumpkinville.
Oh, how
there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Maybe Sunday or something, I'm going to go get a new car.
Okay. Do I even ask what happened this week? I think it has to do with your car.
Oh, yeah. My car's totaled.
Ugh. What happened?
I was coming home from my lunch break and somebody ran a stop sign. Oof. And I couldn't anywhere but go forward, so... We all
decided.
Yeah. Are you okay physically? I mean, a car can be replaced, but are you okay?
Yeah, I'm a little banged up and sore, but thank God my baby's in a car. That's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a little bit chilly this weekend, so make sure you bundle that baby of yours up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, 5 months old, any teeth yet? Any signs?
She's teething. I can feel the ones in the bottom coming in.
Oh, good. Awesome. Well, have fun this weekend. I'm glad you're okay. Hang in.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Robin.
Robin, best weekend plans wins this morning on Kiss 98.5. What are yours?
Well, mine are the best, but I live in Allegheny. I live out in Olean, so they have a whole garage sale, which goes from Arcade to Olean.
Nice.
And so it's a stretch of garage sale. So I'm dragging my 8-year-old, who I haven't seen in a couple weeks because of COVID. So I'm not sure if he's going to be too excited, but I'm definitely going to drag his butt out there and spend the whole day with him and see what kind of, see what kind of things people are selling this weekend. And
treasures.
Enjoy some peaceful quiet time with my son. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm hoping it's a lot of fun.
What's been your biggest treasure that you found at a garage sale over the years?
Oh, my God. I found some great shoes and purses quite a few times.
Oh,
I know they're not
lucky.
The greatest things, but...
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
But, some of those bags that, especially when you have kids that you could just drag and just throw everything in those bags that you can find. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, so,
I love
it.
And you know what? This is a good weekend for a garage sale. You know, it's going to be sunny and nice.
Yeah.
Are you like the early bird ones? Like, do you get there right at the...
I'm definitely getting him up at like 6:30 in the morning. So, like I said, he's probably not going to be that happy since he's
been getting up. It's still dark.
So, yeah, I know. I know, but we got to, you know, he's got to get up. I wanted to be up. Like I said, I haven't seen him in a month, so I'm really excited to spend some time with him. So,
absolutely. You know, that's so fun. Have a great weekend. That sounds like a great time. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Shauna.
Shauna, there are a lot of great weekend plans so far. What are yours?
Oh, man. I find out the gender of my baby later tonight.
Come on.
And it's my first baby, so I'm so excited.
Wait. Like, you get the information or you're doing an elaborate reveal party? What's the plan?
Well, I think we're just going to get the information. I have the ultrasound that just usually comes in, like, at 7 o'clock at night. I'm going in, so it's a later one, just because I work. And then I get that information, so I think we might either just do it at dinner or something, because I didn't want to do anything just because of COVID going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I am really, really, really excited, so...
I'm trying to get vibes to see if I know what you're having. I'm saying that you're having a girl. I was going to say a girl.
It's a boy.
All right, it's either going to be a girl or a boy.
Yes. Or check the other box. I don't know.
How has the pregnancy been so far for you?
Actually, pretty easy. I'm very lucky, but I definitely think, I don't know, it's just been the nausea is, like, not fun. But that's about it so far.
How did you tell your SO that you were pregnant?
I screamed and I freaked out as soon as I knew.
Excellent.
Like, oh my God, we're going to have a baby. So I just can't wait to find out the gender to do the nursery. You know, that's a big thing. I love that.
So I'm so into like the giraffes. Everyone seems to be doing the giraffes in grays and pinks and blues.
I love it. I was looking up a zoo theme earlier. So the boy, probably what I'm going to do is like giraffes and elephants and all that.
That is so cute. Hey, enjoy that moment. Those are one of those great life moments that you'll never forget. Good luck today.
All right, thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Caitlin, we are looking for the best weekend plans. What are yours?
Okay, so...
Hello, pumpkin. Yes, okay.
We are celebrating our first birthday.
Yay! And that's your baby in the background, right?
That's him. I wasn't sure. He's usually pretty quiet on our drive-in,
right.
So it was meant to be.
Is there a theme for this first birthday?
Oh, yes. So when I was giving birth just about a year ago...
Did we lose you? I think we lost ourselves. Call back. I want to hear your theme of your birthday. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hello. So I'm calling about my weekend plans. It is actually baby related too, but a little bit different.
Wait, there? Go ahead.
So we are having our fourth baby and nobody knows. It's mine and my husband's little secret. My little kids don't even know. I'm almost 3 months along. So I planned a little treasure hunt for my kids and my parents, and I have all these little cards, and they're going to go place to place all around the yard, all around in the house, and the very last clue is going to be a little treasure box that we buried, and I made a onesie, and it just says, guess what, with a question mark.
So oh, my gosh.
That is awesome. They're going to flip their minds.
Now, the miracle of all of this is... You're going to be a mother of four, and you sound sane. How is it possible?
You know, I already feel like it's been 12 hours trying to get everyone ready and out the door this morning. So I feel like this is my car ride of freedom. I have the next 8 hours.
So four kids, that changes up. Four kids changes up your transportation game. How do you plan to move them all around? Do you have to change vehicles?
You know what? I'm not ashamed. I've been begging my husband for a minivan.
Yes, girl.
No shame there. So we'll see what happens. But right now we do have a 3-row SUV. It'll work. But I really, really just want the button, push it, door opens, kids get in, and I can sit and push the button. And that's my dream right there. 30 years old, and all I want is a minivan. It's pretty
okay. Who would have thought 10 years ago this was your dream?
You can be sexy in a minivan. You can do this.
Minivan, mega fun.
Yeah,
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I hope it's such a special night for you. Good for you. You should be.
Thank you so much.
Be safe. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Jenny. How are you?
Jenny, we're looking for the best weekend plans. What are yours?
Well, I got engaged in July, and we actually are closing on our house today at 10 o'clock.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And they turn the keys over, and then you get to go over there. Are you so excited?
We are so excited. We did our walkthrough yesterday, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It has a beautiful in-ground pool with a hot tub and inside hot tub. We're ready to have the family over and just celebrate every holiday we possibly can together.
Are you changing neighborhoods that you live in? Are you moving far away or staying close?
We actually are going from Hamburg to Lancaster, so it's a little nerve-wracking with the traffic, but I think I could do it.
That's a big jump. Wheeze, any advice for someone getting a hot tub in Lancaster?
No, but watch out for the houses with white rocks. That's all.
White rocks, yes. They like to have fun times.
Just watch
Slip
out.
Into your hot tub.
Now, how quick of a turnover are you going to move right in? What's your deal?
Well, we are going to not burden our family too much, so we're going to try to do the boxes ourselves today and Saturday and all the big furniture on Sunday.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do you have a box cutter?
Yeah, it's called my fiance.
Excellent.
Wait. Were you moving on Bill's Sunday? You play Miami.
Oh, I heard about it. Believe me, I've heard
about it. That's crazy. And you should hear about it.
Yeah, you're going to have to blast the game through the house as you're opening up those boxes. Thanks so much for calling. Congratulations. You're so close. Thanks. 2 hours from their house.
2 hours.
I love it. Awesome. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. We're looking for the best weekend plans.
Hi,
what's your name?
James.
James, what are your weekend plans?
Well, I'm going to plan on riding my bike. I'm in the city of Tonawanda. I'm going to ride my bike to Eternal Flame for the first time.
Oh, wow, that's a distance.
Well, my bike, I've lost, since 08, I've lost 300 pounds.
Good for you.
That's amazing.
Tell me about, how did you take control of your life and get to that point where you could start losing that weight?
A bunch of punk kids actually helped me. When I was
really?
Yeah, when I was 650 pounds, I was walking about to cross the street, and a bunch of kids drove by and threw almost a full soda from McDonald's at me and said, "Go back to the farm, you hippo."
Aww. So
that made me want to change my life. And then last year, I lost 100 pounds because my brother got me onto the keto.
Good.
And I started riding my bike everywhere.
Excellent.
So far, my longest ride is Akron Falls, which is 50 miles.
Well, good for you. Now, just remember, there's a lot of distracted drivers, so be very careful on your bike and wear that helmet.
Oh, I'm taking the bike path all the way there.
Yeah, okay, you can do that. Yeah. Stay away from the cars, man.
Look at you taking control of things and losing all that weight. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Those are crazy numbers. I can't believe you've done that. That's amazing.
What's it like when you walk by glass and you see your reflection? Do you recognize yourself?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, good.
I usually do, but...
Yeah, wow. Make that big of a life change, that's really cool. We're proud of you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What are your best weekend plans?
Hey, so my older brother is finally getting married.
Yay! So what's the wedding going to look like this weekend? Because everyone's had to make a lot of adjustments.
You know what? I hope we're going to have a lot of fun. I know the whole COVID thing is going to try to bring down the mood, but there are a lot of personalities in both of our families.
Yeah,
My future sister-in-law is quite the party, so I don't think there isn't going to be any problem with having fun.
Are you giving a speech at this wedding as the brother?
You know what?
Yes.
you know what? My brother's like, don't worry about the speech, but my sister-in-law's like, just, make sure you have a speech.
So, listen, word of advice for a wedding speech. It's not a roast, okay?
Yes.
You're not roasting your brother. It is a speech and a toast, not a roast. So don't give all the details.
Write the whole thing now?
Yeah. And you know what I always love? I love when the brother of the groom tells the bride how beautiful she looks. Like, don't forget to compliment her and compliment them as a couple. And
all right,
and
I'm making notes.
Okay. Compliment her. Tell her how beautiful she looks.
Beautiful.
Yeah, be careful. Don't cross into that zone.
It can get a little weird.
You look, we want to not go crossing that line. But I think it's important to talk about when you realized that she was the one for your brother. Then talk about something special about your brother and then something about love.
How she's made him a better person. This is all good stuff you can use.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks.
Okay. Good luck. Have
Don't
fun
need
at
all the dating
wedding.
Stories from before that, Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, don't bring up any ex-girlfriends or ex-boyfriends. None of that. Just the positives. Focus on that. Good luck this weekend. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling back because my phone dropped and it's been funky lately.
That's okay. First birthday party.
Yeah, it's birthday.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
So, last year, on my son's birthday, it was a Bengals Bills game, and that was when I was in the hospital watching the game.
Yeah.
And we won, so he was born to be a Bills baby. So this weekend we're celebrating his first birthday, watching the Dolphins. So the Bills are going to beat the Dolphins because it's his birthday, and it's going to be awesome.
Are you going to have a table there by any chance?
Yeah.
There will be a table there.
A small, collapsible table for a one-year-old is all I'm calling for.
Not for him. Not for him. Partygoers, maybe.
Maybe, just for fun, but be careful. Oh, I love that you're doing a Bills theme. Have a very happy birthday party. And what kind of cake?
Oh, we have, it's like a chocolate vanilla cake for the adults. Of course, he has his own smash cake.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be his Bills smash. And then cookies and, you know, other stuff, but... Yeah, it's exciting.
Oh, I love that. That sounds like it's going to be so much fun, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe how fast the year has gone.
You know what the next question is going to be, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. When? Mm-hmm. When's number two?
I know. Just bracing ourselves for it.
You just have to be like, you know, we're practicing tonight. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Thanks for calling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.